Saturday night, the Charlie Hunter Trio will be on the grounds of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, beginning at 7. The concert is, all at once, the latest performance in the Forest Concert Series at Crystal Bridges, the next show in the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series, and a special presentation of the Fayetteville Roots Festival. Hunter played at the Roots Fest last year. If there is ever a musician who can pull multiple duties in one concert, it's Charlie Hunter. He's worked as a band leader, soloist, and as a collaborator with other artists like Norah Jones, all the while creating a distinctive tone and sense of style with his playing. Last week, Robert Ginsberg, host of Shades of Jazz, heard every Friday night on KUAF, reached Hunter by phone. Robert asked him about his music and his career.
Charlie, it's my understanding when you were young, you started out as a drummer, as a kid, working your way up to the guitar and then bass. When I think about that evolution, if I've got it right, it's your current instrument in some ways and your approach to it is kind of the perfect embodiment of that evolution.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Yeah, that's it exactly, man. Totally.
Well, and you play this instrument that's somewhat of a non-standard instrument. So I was hoping maybe I could get you to describe it a little bit.
Sure. I mean, you know, I played seven string for a long time. Then I played eight string. Then I went back to a different tune, seven string. And now I'm playing this thing that I kind of call a big six. So it's a lot like the seven string I was playing, but because it only has six strings, I'm able to make those heavier. And it's just a little more powerful of a sound and lends itself more towards grooving out, which is kind of what I do with Lucy in this group. So it's kind of making me happy, you know. But basically, the long and short of it is it's an instrument which, you know, is more about the counterpoint and the groove and the feel than it is about kind of more fancy footwork kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes.
Well, that leads me to this next question. Your history of various instruments and even different styles that you've kind of moved through. Listening to you improvise in many ways for me is like hearing an interplay between two players. But as long as you've been doing this, I kind of wonder if that's hard to keep track of and how much it might relate to, say, a pianist's style of improvising with both hands.
Well, yeah. Oh, it's very different from that because, you know, there are similarities, obviously, but the piano player has probably an infinite amount of combinations that they can do because of the way the piano works. Because you have two hands to do it, and you split your brain up that way, and it makes a lot more sense, right? Whereas my instrument is a lot more percussive, and it comes more, you know, when I was starting out on this kind of journey, you know, I definitely was coming out of Joe Pass and Tuck Andrus and Wes Montgomery and really wanted to be in that kind of universe. So it was really informed by that and informed by a lot of organ players. And I guess really informed by jazz, which I think is like, really, there's no better way to kind of learn how to play music because you really get everything. You get rhythm, you get harmony, you get melody, right? Mm. But ultimately, you know, as the years went by, I just realized what a disadvantage I was at with all of my kind of colleagues, my contemporaries, you know, because it just the instrument just required so much work, you know. So especially in terms of just getting technique together because it didn't really exist. Right. You know, long and short of it is as time went by, the more I played it, the more I realized like, well, wait a minute. It's not important to sound like two people. It's important to sound like one really good beat, you know, and then let the improvisation come from there. And, you know, as I dug deeper and deeper into it, I realized that my approach had a lot more to do with the drums and Blind Blake and Mississippi John Hurt and Joseph Spence than it did really with kind of more linear jazz styles.
The vocalist and the second member of this trio is Lucy Woodward. Born in London, her credits include work with producer Tony Visconti, who was David Bowie's producer, Rod Stewart, Chaka Khan, Pink Martini, and on and on and on, opening for Snarky Puppy. She has been with you, I think, since 2018, but you were working with another vocalist before she stepped in. Tell me a little bit about how you two discovered each other.
Oh, well, what happened was, you know, we knew each other to say hi to Lucy and I, but what happened was I was working with this young woman that I met in when I was doing a kind of a music festival / education thing in Guadalajara. And there's this really super talented young woman from the south of Mexico who was there. And she was kind of she and a couple of her friends from her area were in my quote unquote class. And I just was like, damn, this girl is really good. And she played cuatro and sang. And it was just kind of like this perfect mixture of kind of a Mexican folkloric music and you know, more kind of contemporary, you know, jazz and compositional stuff. And I just thought she was so damn cool, you know, and the guys she was playing with were great too. So we went down to her parents' place and recorded her. And then when it came time to do a tour, you know, I went through all of the proper channels just to get her a visa, just for a tour, not to live here. They denied her visa, not once, but twice. I kind of scrambled because I really wanted to have a singer, you know. And luckily, Lucy was one of the only times she was available. So we managed to hook up then, and we just chose a bunch of tunes to play. And we've been having a good time ever since.
Well, I want some. Tell me, answer if you care. I want somebody to tell me, what is the soul of a man? Well, I travel to different countries. I travel to foreign lands. Found nobody to tell me, what is the soul of a man? Would I want somebody to tell me, answer if you care? I want somebody to tell me, what is the soul of a man?
We mentioned that the first time you appeared in Northwest Arkansas was about 8 years ago, and it was just you and a drummer. And on this tour, you have brought a remarkable percussionist, Keita Ogawa, who I mentioned to you, he had appeared here once before with Clarice Assad. And he blew me away. So how has working with him impacted your playing? Because he's a stylist in his own right.
Yeah, he really is. You know, the thing about him that's so damn cool is he freaks people out because he can actually, I think, play any percussion instrument, any of them, and play really idiomatic stuff on any of them, too. You know, and he's got a great feel. You know, the weird thing about him is, I think at first blush, you think, oh, here's a Japanese kid. There's so many Japanese musicians coming over here. They're doing this. That. But he grew up in Sasebo, which was right next to American military base. So I think he really cut his teeth playing with mostly American musicians there. And he really has the feel and the sound. He spent a lot of time in Brazil, obviously, from you saw the Assad thing. And so he's got that feel really together. And it's just a real pleasure to play with him. He's a great improviser as well. So should be a blast.
So as the leader of this power trio, do you drive the repertoire or is there more of a collaborative approach?
Well, yeah, I'm not really the leader actually, because Lucy and I kind of, it's a co-project between Lucy and myself. Cool. And we really just try to find tunes that she doesn't hate singing and I don't hate playing, you know. And we found some, and for me, as long as I can play a good groove and I get to play the blues a little bit, I'm pretty happy, you know.
As far as the tour going on right now, is there new repertoire that we'll be hearing? And I'm sure some of the stuff that you guys recorded recently.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff. We're always trying to put stuff up the flagpole and see who salutes it, you know.
And I so appreciate your taking the time to have a few words with
me. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time, and I appreciate the good dialogue, too.
Charlie Hunter will bring his trio to Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville Saturday night. The concert starts at 7. The show is the latest in the Forest Concert Series at the museum and is also presented by the Fayetteville Roots Festival and the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society, and it serves as the next concert in the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. Charlie Hunter spoke with Robert Ginsberg. Robert is the host of Shades of Jazz, heard every Friday night at 10 on 91.3 KUAF.